This set of slides will be an introduction to important terminology related to data and the parts of data infrastructure and architecture. Two definitions will help us to define the meaning of the components making up the overall architecture that encompasses an electronic health record. The first definition addresses the complexity of hardware configuration related to the architecture from Latour and Eichenwald-Mauchy, 2009. The configuration, structure, and relationships of hardware, the machinery of the computer, including input-output devices, storage devices, and so on, in an information system. As discussed in earlier units, some facilities work with older legacy systems, which may be based on mainframe computers with DOS-based systems. Looking at how these systems will be operable with other newer systems will be important. Also, there may be client-server architecture, which is used by third-party vendors to configure systems. The complexity of assuring interoperability will be a challenge. Another definition that relates more to the configuration of the interoperability of software that makes up the data architecture is one by Amateyakul, 2009. That is, a system that consists of individual databases contributing to a central data repository from which data may be either drawn directly to supply an EHR workstation or sent to a warehouse that performs sophisticated analysis on data to supply decision support. Vendors developing a certified EHR will take into consideration the need to address the larger picture, which will affect the data architecture. The architecture provides a framework for hardware and software configuration. The data infrastructure, however, focuses on the data needs to operate a healthcare organization. In a certified EHR, we look not only at the operational end of the organization, but also at the clinical needs and the concerns around the meaningful use of data collected. Depending on the type of facility you are working in, you will need to know the data elements that are required for these data sets. First of all, we need to understand that each fact collected is considered raw data. Sometimes we create a group or set of facts, data, with uniform definitions to be used for a special use. This is called a data set. In healthcare, there are many data sets that have been developed for national use. The next slide provides some examples of the established data sets. In this slide, we see examples of healthcare data sets that are used for collection of national information. Each data set is made up of specified data items to be collected. This standardized system allows for comparison of data. Some examples of data sets in healthcare are Uniform Hospital Discharge Data Set, UHDDS. These are long-standing data sets begun in the 1960s to provide information at a national level. Uniform Ambulatory Data Set, UACDS. Minimum Data Set for Long-Term Care. Data Elements for Emergency Department Systems, DEEDS. Health Plan Employer Data and Information Set, HEDIS. Many other healthcare data sets are well established and provide helpful aggregate information. You may hear two types of data discussed as you are configuring an EHR, structured and unstructured. Structured data is readable by a computer. In an EHR, capturing data by individual fields provides structure. Common fields would be date of birth, gender, diagnosis, and procedure codes. When decision support systems are built, structured data can be used to provide information for clinical and administrative decision making. Unstructured data is not readable by the computer. For example, it could include handwritten or transcribed narrative notes that are scanned into a system. The notes are readable but not usable for clinical decision support systems. Other structured or discrete data would be a computerized patient order entry, CPOE system, or information collected into a registration database. Unstructured data that could be included in an EHR could include document image data, transcribed reports, video data, for example, ultrasound images, audio data, for example, voice notations, vector graphic data, for example, fetal monitor or electrocardiogram reports, and diagnostic image data, for example, a magnetic resonance image. There needs to be a place for all data to be stored for longevity and safety. There are a few terms that are used to describe those storage areas. On this slide, we look at terms such as data repository, data warehouse, and clinical data repository. A part of the configuration of the architecture of an EHR consists of a database where all data from all systems can be collected and stored. Often this is called a repository or a warehouse. Further delineated, you may also find repositories that narrow the data more specifically, like the clinical data repository. It is essential to build the repositories into the system so that data is protected and can be used for data analytics and decision making. Here are a few related definitions. Data repository can be defined as an open structured database that is not dedicated to the software of any particular vendor or data supplier, in which data from diverse sources are stored, so that an integrated, multidisciplinary view of the data can be achieved, also called a central data repository, or, when related specifically to healthcare data, a clinical data repository. Emmetayakul, 2009. Another related definition is data warehouse, defined as a database that makes it possible to access data from multiple databases and combine the results into a single query and reporting interface. Eichenwald-Malki, 2009. Latour and Eichenwald-Malki define a clinical data repository as a frequently updated database that provided users with direct access to detailed patient-level data, as well as the ability to drill down into historic views of administrative, clinical, and financial data. Organizations will need to define for themselves the type and depth of storage that will meet their needs. They will need to develop security systems to support the integrity of the data storage. Since the health record and its information constitute the legal business record for the organization, security needs to be a high priority. Understanding terminology and data architecture is essential for someone who would be configuring an EHR. This set of slides provided you with an introduction to some key terms that you will hear when working with information technology specialists. Keep in mind that the goal of developing an EHR is to collect meaningful data that can be used to provide quality healthcare.